I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Japan, broken objects are often mended with gold. It's called kintsugi, and the flaw is seen as a unique piece of the object's history. It's a beautiful word picture for this sobering anniversary. 10 years ago today, a triple disaster rocked the country. Massive quake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown. But we can see God's fingerprints evidenced in the growth of the church. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says, where there was once a handful, pastors now have the vision to plant 50,000 churches by 2035. And most deaf people in El Salvador don't associate with a religion. Andy Keener with Wycliffe USA says communication barriers are largely to blame. With help from Wycliffe USA, a team of deaf believers is translating God's word into Salvadoran sign language. Sign language scripture helps deaf know God and follow Jesus. Pray translators will have the resources and training they need to finish their work this year. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.